I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And welcome to the I Hate It Here podcast.
Guys, welcome back to our podcast. We're starting to get a little bit
comfortable, more comfortable.
Yes.
With, you know, just recording.
And also just, like, trying to get into, like, the habit of posting, like, once a week, you know, trying to do that. Life has been a little bit hectic because... Thursday, yes. We did DoorDash for the first time. DoorDash and Uber Eats. And it was...
stressful.
Girl, it was stressful to say the least. Because...
one, we did not know anything about DoorDash. It was just like...
Wait, first of all, explain the process of you applying for DoorDash and Uber Eats and like that.
So the people know. So DoorDash, I applied... let's say the day before at night. They said it'll take like 1 to 3 days for them to do a background check. They just ask for your security number and your driver's license and where you live. What state you live. And then I woke up the next day and they said approved. So yeah. We're like DoorDash now. And then Uber Eats. Literally that same day I applied, the same day they were like, okay, congratulations, you can, like, you know, deliver now. It was just like that fast. That's the first thing. They asked the same thing though. I think it was a security number, and oh yeah, they asked for a security number, your license, your driver's license, and a picture of that, and also a picture of your insurance, and I think a picture of yourself, but I haven't done that yet. But yeah, so Thursday we dashed like in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was like 4-ish. So anyways, our first DoorDash was to get somewhere to Amazon, right? To leave it there. And that was stressful because that Amazon was like so confusing and has so many speed bumps.
And it has something like one ways. So like, it's just like, I don't know. We were trying to get to the main entrance, but it was like, you can't go that way.
Yeah, and like, girl, it was so hard to find a restaurant, girl, because it was in this like town hall thing where there was like a whole bunch of restaurants, and we didn't know that the restaurant was inside. We thought the restaurant was like outside, and we were like, girl, where is it?
And then the GPS would tell us, okay, you're here, and we're like, where?
So yeah,
that was a little stressful for me because I was the one driving,
girl. The DoorDash and Uber Eats like direction thing, like the address thing, sucks, girl. Yeah, because it does not tell you like, oh my god, like in the next light turn or something.
Yeah,
and the also the little like cursor thing, you know how it has like where it moves with you, it kind of doesn't really it isn't good, girl. Like it doesn't tell you like the road or anything, like that you have to zoom in, and I feel like it was even worse if like somebody was there all alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it was really confusing.
The second DoorDash was the traumatic one. What happened? So basically, wait, let me explain. Because it's not,
she thinks it's her fault, but it's not. So basically, the directions took us to the main entrance. And her, I think her, the lady's apartment.
Wait, no, we have to explain.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so basically, we took this DoorDash order, and it was, like, from this, like, place, right?
Restaurant.
Anyways, so we took it to the restaurant, right? We did curbside pickup. We got the food, right? It was two
let me tell
big
you,
bags of food.
I cannot park for anything because my car is a little too big. And the lady was like, what the fudge? Like, this girl cannot park for crap, you know? But yeah, that was embarrassing.
Anyways,
and first it was the first time DoorDashing and did not pop up her name, and she was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, girl, shut up.
No, it's because we were still in the directions. We had to exit out of the directions to see her name.
Well, we don't know.
And she was like, I don't know that side of DoorDash. I was like, well, go.
I see there.
So anyways, we got the food, right? Two big bags of food. She lives in this apartment complex. So we go to the apartment complex, right?
The main entrance.
We went there, right?
Well, we had to put it in our own phone GPS because the other ones...
Wait, do you think this will mess it up?
I think so. But hey.
I put what it said, though. Because it was the street address and then the apartment number. I know I'm not supposed to put the apartment number in the address, right? I can just put that.
Well, if you put that, it would pop up the same thing.
Right. So we went into the apartment complex and it had like, so I went there. I had the like 3-digit number, right? And I went over there. I took a picture of it and then went back, right? We were in the car for like a little while trying to be like, should we take a break? Should we give up? Or because it was already really stressful, right? And like just going with the directions and everything like that. So that's what we were contemplating in the car. And then as we're driving back, we see a car accident and we're like, oh my God, we're so lucky that we
weren't in the traffic. Plus they wanted the food to be done by like a certain time. Yeah. And we were way earlier than that certain time.
We were like 10 minutes earlier.
Okay.
Right? And so we go back, right? We see the car accident and we're like, ah. Like, thank God we got there on time, right? So as we're going back, she messages and she's like, that's not my door, like where'd you leave it? And we're like, what? That's not her door. And I was so confused because I was like, in apartment complex, don't they just like don't the numbers just keep going higher and higher, right?
Yeah, because sometimes in some apartments they'd be like 1B, but it's like 1B, you know,
and it's like, 1C, it has a letter
and then 1C, and like, you know.
So that's why I was so confused, right? And I was like, but she found her food. She had to get in the car. I felt like she was like, oh, I have to get in the car. Which I kind of fear her for that. Because like if I
could still, have but still, we did not rob her though.
No, yeah. Like, I think she's got food, you know?
She got her food early. I mean, at least she tipped us.
Yeah. And the third DoorDash. Well, not the third DoorDash. That was it for the DoorDash. Then we tried Uber Eats. Honestly, the Uber Eats one was the smoothest one.
Yeah. I think Uber Eats was the easiest one.
Mm-hmm. Because it was a burger place, and the burger place was really close to the person's house, so it was like really easy. And then we just gave up for that because it was like three of like these orders took like 4 hours.
Yeah, no, because they were far.
Yeah, because the first one was really far because it was just really far.
It was like in the downtown area, and mm-hmm. we had to literally go to Amazon, which is like far from downtown.
And we were like in the parking lot for like 5 minutes, I think. Yeah, because we figured out where we could.
So I just was like, let me park like on the side and you get out.
But I feel like if we're gonna do it again, I could be the one that gets the food and then, you know
what, yeah, I mean? Yeah, I think so.
Because like then if I just get the food and everything, you can just like just even stay out there for like 5 seconds and grab
the food and
then just go.
Yeah.
Don't even play them. Don't even park.
Yeah, because I think, like, you, I can just, like, go get it and I can just do, like, a slight turn.
Yeah, because I can have the phone, right, with the name and the
center. Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes I can just, like, pick it up and look at the name, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, drop it off the thing. So then we can just go.
Yeah, because doing the meat parking and go get it. Yeah, because I, you know, I have to drive. Like, since we want to do fast, I can literally, like, you know, do a whole turn. And then by the time you're out, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's not how we
get Amazon. Except I do like the curbside pickup one. Because then, like, you don't have to, like, you know, get out or anything. You know what I mean? Except you can't park. You can't.
I know. My boyfriend told me, he's like, I can't even see either, but I just picture the lines. I'm like, boy, how can I picture the damn lines?
No, yeah, girl.
It's that car, girl. Because you know what? The other small car, I could do it.
No, yeah, girl. Because when, as we talked about in our last podcast episode, my first time driving, the parking thing, yeah, girl, I just pictured the lines. I was like, this hope, girl.
Yeah, but girl, and also in the front, you think you're so close, but you're not really close. Girl,
but I can imagine that with, like, two cars on the side. Like, try to imagine one car on the
east. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Oh, but remember when we went to the burger place, I, like, remember there was, like, a car thing in another car? And remember I went through it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
In a park? I thought it was
But that was kind of easy.
No, think about it. It's like a whole other car.
Because you had to go, like, you had to make, like a, there wasn't any cars behind you, is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, like, there's the curb, and then the line of parking spaces.
Yeah, I just need to
practice
that, because it's just my car, because I had the other small car, and you know I could just, like, easily.
Well, we should tell them you had a small car before.
Oh, yeah, I had a small car before this big old car. But
did you ever talk about how you had in a car accident?
No. Wait, we did in the podcast, like the day before. The once before.
But they haven't heard it, so you need to tell it. Because we filmed a podcast that we didn't post where we told it, but we'll summarize it a little bit, what happened. And
basically, I was in exit of the highway going to my dentist appointment. I was already running late, you know? I just felt late. And then this girl, she just rear bumped me. It was really bad. My car was really like, ugh. She looked a little sad. I wish I could show you a picture, like, here. Pop up. But her car was really bad. Like, her headlights, like the, what's it called? The surface, like, the cover. Got the clear cover or whatever. It was, like, it, like, cracked. And, like, it was really, because her car was a small car. And my car is, like, a big, tall car. So, like, it only hit, like, not even, only, like, half of the bottom bumper. But, like, the little metal was sticking out. And then the other thing was sticking out. Whatever. If I should have pictured, like, here. But yeah, so after that, they gave us, you know, the money because she was like, you know, it was her fault.
With the insurance.
Yeah. So, and then I had to go to the police.
No, I'm talking about the small car girl. How you had to get the rental. The small car rental.
Well, I'm getting this. Okay, so I went to the place to get my car done. And they were like, okay, come back in 2 weeks because they were really packed. Because all of a sudden, people want to go fix your cars that day. So we're like, okay, cool. So then we went and we dropped off my car. It was a sad goodbye, you know. And then they gave us a small rental. Let me see. Okay, so they do a deposit. The lady was like, yeah, you have a $50 deposit. I'm like, huh? I thought this thing was for free. Like, I ain't trying to pay nothing. And then she was like, yeah, I didn't deposit. I was like, whatever. So I give $50. And then I told the dude, I'm getting it back. He was like, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I was like, okay, cool. Because the estimated date was 2 days. I was like, okay, cool. I'll just have this small car for like, it was a hot Toyota Corolla 2020. It was like a new one, but girl, that thing was so crowded. I was like, never. Never again. And, yeah, so I was like, okay, it's just 2 days, you know? Not bad, you know? I'll get my car back. Cool, you know? It turned into be to almost 2 weeks. Then, yeah, because her insurance, because if I'm more damaged up and her insurance did not want to accept it or something like that, so they couldn't just give me the car, you know? So they didn't accept it until last minute. They were like, okay, here. And then the insurance, like, you know, were just calling me like, okay, go return the rental car. And the dude that was fixing my car was like, don't return it because your car is not done. But she would just leave me voicemails like, go return it, go return it. And I'm like, girl, I can't return it. Because
it's probably like they're getting billed like per day probably.
But they don't want to accept the other. The
exactly. Other, like they're probably getting billed per day, you know, like. They're probably getting billed per day, you know, like the car rental, right? Because usually they rent it per day, right? And they're probably getting like, you know, paid. I mean, not paid, but they're probably getting like invoices, you know, being like, you have to pay like this day, right? And they probably don't want to pay that much.
Well, first of all, I'll pay my other damages and then we're cool. The only thing I wanted is one car because I was like over the rental. Because you know, when you have like not your own car, you just don't feel comfortable, you know? You just can't be like, okay, let me just leave this here in the car because I know like tomorrow I'll find it here, you know? Like, let me leave this paper here. It's just like, you know? And then, after you, like, you know, have everything there, you have to take it out, double check, triple check, fourth check, you know, just to make sure you don't have nothing. And plus, I'm doing that day, I went to go grocery shopping. That's the worst. Because I was like, okay, well, I was waiting. And in the last minute when they were, like, literally about to close, an hour before they were about to close, they called me, come pick it up.
Were you grocery shopping?
Yeah.
So what did you do? You just stopped?
No, girl. I had to literally go because it was like, we're going to close in an hour. So I literally had to go get the car, move all the food from that car, and put it in my car, and then go. And let me tell you, I did not eat.
You gotta get your schedule right, girl.
I did not eat. So then, I was hungry, and I was pissed off because I was hungry.
Hangry. You were hangry, girl.
And then because they just wanted to give him a car during that time, you know?
Yeah.
And then I said, well, what about that? He was like, well, they want the rental. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I just, here, get out.
Wait, so, like, he basically was like, well, wait, so the guy, he basically, that was fixing your car, like, was he trying to fix it fast? So then, like.
Yes, he was just like, I'm waiting for them to, like, you know.
Pay them?
Yeah, pay for the other damage.
So the car was already done. But they just needed to get paid.
Well, the second time he called me, because they were giving me, you know, updates about my car. It said, like, they were waiting for, like, a bump or something. And also, they were waiting for the insurance. Now, the third day, he was like, yeah, we were just waiting on the insurance for them to accept it.
When did they find more damages to the car?
Like, I think it was, like, the metal thing. Like, once they removed the bumper, they found more stuff in the metal, I think. Or something like that. I don't know. So, it's like, there was more damage under the bumper. So we couldn't see it. So we would thought it was okay, but it was not okay. She was not okay, girl. She was hurting.
She had to go under surgery.
Yeah. It really hurt me. Like,
to see her that way.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay, like, it's just like, okay, I'm paying her off. And imagine that happened to you. I was shattered. Because, like, nobody wants, okay, you're paying your car and somebody who does it to you. Like, okay, great, you know? They ruin, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But she's okay now. She's better now. She's good. She's, like, good. She's, like, 100% better.
Like, she came back better than ever, girl.
Yeah.
Probably better than you bought her,
honestly. Honestly, because after I bought her, there was, like, on the bumper, there was, like, getting cracks.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, maybe. But
it looks good. Maybe she did you a favor.
I mean, yeah. Wait, no. No. But, like, yeah, so then that happened, then just fixed it up.
Okay, so, anyways, moving on from the
accident. Yeah, that's, like, a long story, but, yeah.
But that was the short version, because we really wanted to talk about our Depop shop.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Depop. We're still Depop? Unsure. Yeah.
But let's share our Depop, girl.
Oh, wait, I think it's Jenny Rivera B. My Depop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, if you really want something, some shirts, pants.
Oh, okay. So, we're going to be selling a lot of pants, and
shirts.
Maybe shoes. Maybe. That's, we don't know.
That's yet. That's in the works.
That's in process right now. But, we're going to, by the time this podcast is uploaded, we'll hopefully
be up and running.
Yeah. Because this podcast is going up on Monday, and we're filming this on Saturday. And so tomorrow we're going to try to, you know, post everything and try to do everything so that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, girl, I can put the link for our Depop in the description.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it. Just go buy something. Go buy something.
No, really? We're going to, like, make sure. We're not the type of people. They're gonna price it the same price we bought it, because
honestly, a lot of those clothes is really old. So, well, like,
not too old, but it's just like, not, we just had it in the closet. Like, really, we just old. Had it, like, stored.
Like, in our basement, we have, like, this dresser where we have, like, all the clothes that, like, don't fit us, we don't, like, want anymore.
It's like out of style.
Yeah. And we just put it in there, and then it like, you know, over time, you know, like, some of our families don't want it. So it's just, like, instead. Like, let's sell it.
Yeah, somebody else might, like, be like, oh, my God, you know, I needed this for this outfit. Oh, my God, like, mm-hmm. You know.
Because, like, sometimes I'll be seeing some stuff on, like, Depop, and I'll be like, girl, that is not cute. But somebody else thinks it's cute. Yeah. And they pull it off. So it's just kind of, like, personal style.
You know? Yeah.
It might not be my style, but it could be yours.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
If you guys have it with Depop, tell us.
Because we're, like, unsure about the shipping, because we want to make sure.
That we're going to do a little test run.
Yeah, that if you guys buy from us, we want to make sure that you get it. Because, first of all, why would we rip you off? First of all, we don't want this shirt.
Like, take it
from us. Like, you're doing us a favor. Or yeah, storage.
No, literally. Like, we're trying to clean out all our closets because, like,
first of all, the holiday's coming up. So, when the holiday comes up, we want to, like, splurge money.
The whole thing, girl. Now we're just
like we're saving up for
we
like
wanna basically like get the money right, and with that money we're gonna buy like new clothes and new like Christmas gifts and stuff like that. Cause don't you wanna get your boyfriend the PS5?
Oh yeah. All right, guys, that was it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Like I said, I know we're like really inactive, but now we're gonna be super active. So yeah, let us know what you want to guys hear. Please listen to us. Please follow us. We're gonna be such more active now. And yeah, I hope you can guys relate to us. You know, hope you guys, if you're going through some stuff, hopefully you know we help you out by listening. So yeah.
And bye.